Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. The last time you mentioned in regards to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night in which the Quran Sharif was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, there are many different narrations of the ulama regarding the specification of this night. About 50 different views of the ulama are mentioned regarding which night is Laylatul Qadr. The numerous benefits of this night are mentioned in many books of ahadith. The Quran Majid itself mentions the night in Surah Qadr, of which we shall begin with a short commentary. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. Inna anzalnahu, we have indeed revealed this message on Laylatul Qadr, the night of significance. Note on the special night, the Quran Majid was sent down from the Lawh Mahfuz, the preserved tablet in a special place above the heavens, to the heavens above the earth. A great divine book like the Quran Kareem being revealed on this night is sufficient to explain its great significance. Not to mention all its other blessings and virtues, the very next ayat, a question is asked. On this night, the Quran was revealed from Lawh Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, where everything is recorded, to the Sama'u Dunya, the skies of the earth. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will explain to you what the night of significance is? Translation of Qadr over here is significance. So what will explain to you what the night of significance is? This also, the way it's phrased in Quran Sharif, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ وَسَلْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ. Allah Ta'ala uses these words, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ is for tashweeq, to create some desire in you. What is it? Allah wants you to open your ears, to become all ears. What is it? Something really important. So Allah Ta'ala asks the question, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, and what will explain to you what the night of significance is. The question asked here is, have you any knowledge as to the greatness and the great importance of this night? Have you any knowledge as to the great favors and gifts that this night contains? Great favors and great gifts. The next verse explains to us some of that greatness. Laylatul Qadri khayyurum min alf shahr. The night of power, the night of significance, is better than 1,000 months. The true meaning here is that the reward for spending this night in ibadat is better than having spent 1,000 months in ibadat. It is in fact much more, but as to how much more rewarding it is, we are not told here. Allah Ta'ala's treasures are infinite. Allah Ta'ala gives a calling to our mujahada. Person who will exert himself, the level of ikhlas, sincerity, how much he will rectify himself and stand before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, read Quran Sharif, tasbihat, whatever ibadat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward, whatever he wants to multiply it for. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. تنزل الملائكة, the ملائكة, the angels come down therein on this night, and the spirit, والروح, روح refers to the spirit جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام, he also descends on this night. So the ملائكة come down therein, and جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام, the spirit, also descends by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission on every task. In kulli amr, a good explanation is given on this ayah by Imam Razi rahmatullah alayh. He explains that when man first appeared on earth, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his deputy, Allah ta'ala said, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. Allah said to the malaika that I'm going to create on this earth a vicegerent of mine that will come upon this earth, my deputy. The malaika looked at him with doubt. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed them of his intention of placing man on the earth, they even went further to ask, will you place someone on this earth who shall commit evil and cause bloodshed? So they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالُوا وَتَجْعَلُوا فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُوا فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُوا الدِّمَاءَ. Insan will come here, he will cause bloodshed, and we can see in the world right now, mischief, corruption, all these things he will do. And according to the Tafsir al-Jalalain, is mentioned that how come they knew this? Malaika, how come they knew that man will come on earth and do these things? So according to some Tafsir, that before man came on this earth, the jinnat was staying here. And this earth was covered with water. So they were staying here and they did the same thing. They did the same thing. So Malaika saw what the jinnat had done. when they lived on this earth. So, Ya Allah, you're creating another creation that will do the same thing. Bloodshed, corruption, there will be fitna, there will be fasad. Similarly, when his parents saw the drop of sperm, which was his original form, they looked upon it as something dirty. So much so that they considered it as something which made your clothing unclean and had to be washed off. But later when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that same dirty sperm into a fine human being, they began to love and cherish him. When the same man grew up, then on this night of significance and virtue, we see him through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq and Allah ta'ala's ability, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and displaying their obedience and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here also, ulama explained that insan, when he comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he can surpass the malaika also in obedience and gaining the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Malaika, they don't have the material in them to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insan has all the material in him to run away, to disobey, to break the command of Allah. So when they come upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala gives man the ability to even surpass the malaika, that the malaika go to the court of Allah and boast about insan. Ya Allah, look at him. Look at him, what he can be doing tonight, where he can go, what can't he do? Ya Allah is sitting in the house of Allah, making tasbih, making tahleel, saying la ilaha illallah, reading third kalima, reading salatul tasbih, reading tahajjud. They get surprised. As we are sitting here right now also, this halqa of ta'aleem, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that we have these halqas of ta'aleem in our home. Here we can see, we can prove to ourselves the ability we have to sit in ta'aleem for so long. But after the month of Ramadan, we can't sit 2 minutes. So Allah ta'ala shows us what capacity we have. What can't we do? Then second session again we are sitting. But when it comes to our local ta'aleem in the local masjid, then they will just walk past the garden of Jannat. Go and sit there 2 minutes, sit there 1 minute, take the barakat of ta'aleem, take it back home, have it at home also. Then we'll see when Ramadan comes, how we'll enjoy it. Now the whole year we train, we're enjoying the ta'aleem. Now we can't end it, just continue with it. Because the heart, the mind, the soul is trained to sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. So malaika went, like now we are sitting here, as the Shaykh Rahimullah has mentioned in the kitab also, the halqa of ta'aleem is taking place, halqa of dhikr is taking place. When there's a dars, and the lessons given in Quran, tafsir, hadith is taking place and people are gathered together. Then the malaika, they throng in their rush and they surround this gathering. And they make their sufuf, what do you call it, vertical, to the skies, to the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they mention our names in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mention our names in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here the Shaykh rahimahullah, he says, why do they come? Why they perch here? What are they coming to see really? He says the reality is that they come and they perch and they look at insan in amazement. Ya Allah, we can't believe this man. At one time we objected that what fitna he's going to make, but look at him, he's sitting like an angel right now. How is he sitting there? Whereas he has so many responsibilities. Open the phone, it doesn't end. 200 messages, 100 messages from this country, that country, this supplier, so many things. Then this car to servers, and account, and there's a leak, and plumbing problem. What? Doesn't end. But he's got all his responsibilities and all his taqazas. But he's still sitting here. Ya Allah, what kind of a person he is? Whereas we don't have all his taqazas. We've got nothing. We're just appointed to make the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they actually come in amazement. They're amazed at insan. That we can't understand how you left all of that and you're sitting and you're listening to things that are occurring below the earth and above the skies, which you haven't seen. We've seen it. We know what's happening about the sky. You haven't seen it, you don't even know. But you believe it still. And you're sitting here, and you're listening, and you're taking effect, and you're nodding your head, and then you'll pass it on. Then you'll make amal. So, they can't believe this. At one time, we were objected, and look at insan, what he's doing now. Just sitting in the halqa of ta'aleem, our name is taken by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then at the end of the gathering, an angel is appointed. An angel is appointed to call out to all of those that are sitting, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. They get up from this gathering in the condition that Allah has forgiven all your sins. Allah has forgiven all your sins. Or just sitting, even sleeping also. Mubarak. Sakina is coming down, alhamdulillah. Then, other hadith, the Shaykh has quoted also, even a person coming by the way, he just came to give somebody the keys, or just came to tell him, now your car is blocking. Just that person who came and sat, just to give their message, لا يشقى بهم جليسه. The jalees, a person who sat down for that, not even to sit for the ta'aleem. He just sat down just to give the message. Even he gets the full reward of it. Just by the way he came. Allah says also, وَفُورًا لَكُمْ And not only that, قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمُ الْحَسَنَاتِ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, all evil deeds that you have come with, I have changed all of that into good deeds. Change into good deeds, that no harm to Allah. But only our benefit, just to sit the 2 minutes ta'lim in the masjid. Just to come home and open the kitab, just for 1 minute also. Read one hadith at least for the night, then build on them 2, 3, 4, slowly, slowly. Then this is preparation for the month of Ramadan, then see when Ramadan comes, how will you enjoy the ta'lim? How will you enjoy the program? Then the tightness will be there. Already my mind is trained, my body is trained. So in the night of power, man stands up before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the night of Qadr, by the tawfiq of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and submits to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Those very same malaika who had looked down on man before with doubt now come down towards him and are regretful for the thoughts they had against him. They had? So to say bad thoughts of us. Now they can't understand. The banda, whole year he was in disobedience and in one night he came right. We always mention every year, our brother we had in our masjid when you were growing up, entire year, he had his habits. Whatever he was smoking, etc. was a very green person. So the whole year would come out like that. But when the moon was sighted, subhanAllah, he would kick the habit immediately. The last 10 nights used to be in the masjid. And sometimes we used to meet him outside and we used to ask him, how you manage? Whole Ramadan, all of a sudden, one hit, you just clean. So he would say, 2 rakat namaz and I'm high already. 2 rakat namaz and I'm already high. By Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah's Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala gave him more in Ramadan also. So much respect, love we have for Ramadan, Allah gave him more in Ramadan also. Person never got married, nobody had a second look for him also, walking the streets, but came Ramadan, subhanAllah, that was his month. And Allah Ta'ala made his ikram, gave him Ramadan also. In this ayat mention is made in the spirit, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. This refers clearly to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Mufassirin, the commentators of the Quran Sharif, have given many meanings of this word. Let us look at some of the meanings. Majority of the Mufassirin commentators agreed that it refers to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, and according to Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi, was also a great Mufassir, this is the most correct meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks of the malaika that they will descend. And a special mention is made about Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam because of his status. He was a special one that was deputed to go to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with wahi revelation. Some of us in hold the view that spirit here means one malaika of such an extremely huge size that before him the heavens and the earth appear just as a morsel of food, as almost nothing. So he comes on that night, a very big angel. Another group of Mufassirin of the opinion, the spirit here means a group of angels, malaika, who never appear, and only on this night are seen by the other malaika. Where they've come from, even those malaika don't know, a special night. Now they appear on that night. Some Mufassirin believe that the spirit here refers to one such creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which partakes of food and drink, but is neither man nor angel. But that's called ruh, the spirit. On this night, that type of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. And there is also a view that the spirit, the ruh, here refers to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That the angels descend and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam according to one view. Who on this night comes down with the angels to view the good deeds of this ummah. Nabi of Allah comes to see, look at this ummah, how they're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last view we wish to mention here is that spirit means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy which comes when the malaika come down. That is a special mercy of Allah. Like how we say, special du'as for me, special du'as. So when Alim say, by the special du'a, special time is for myself. Yours that makes some other time. A special moment, a special time, a special du'a for me. Khast, say, khast du'a ki darkhast. Khast du'a ki darkhast. Request for special du'a, special time. So Allah Ta'ala's special mercy which comes when the malaika come down, besides these are many other views, but the first opinion is the most acceptable one, referring to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, refers to uruh. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi reports a hadith by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, on Laylatul Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down with a group of malaika, angels and make dua of mercy for everyone whom they find busy in ibadat. The same verse which is being discussed above says, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission on every task. The author of Mazahir al-Haq writes that on this night, many ages ago, the malaika, on this night, many ages ago, the malaika were created on this night, according to some mufassirin. On this night, the substance from which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created on the night of Qadr had been gathered and his creation had begun. Trees were planted in Jannah, and a large number of ahadith state clearly that on this night du'as are accepted. Similarly, we read in the kitab Durr-e Manthoor that according to a hadith, it was on this night that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was lifted up bodily into the heavens. And also it was on this night that Surah Tawbah, the Tawbah of Bani Israel was accepted. So many events happened on the night of power. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. Peace prevails until the break of dawn. Yes, this is a very picture of peace. Throughout the night, the angels recite salam on the believers. They're making dua for you. As one group comes down, another goes up, as is explained in the ahadith. Another meaning is that it is a night of complete safety from evil and mischief. These blessings remain throughout the night until the break of dawn, plus subah sadiq, fajr time, and are not limited to any particular hour. Having noted the different virtues of this night, is explained in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not require any further endorsement. Nevertheless, we shall mention some ahadith on the virtue of this night. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to find the night of Qadr, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind, very kareem. Allah ta'ala gives without even us being deserving of it. There's one moment we are awake also, and it is the night of power, the night of Qadr. Allah can give us. So let us spend our time correctly also. We have one moment and the dua on the night, the odd nights. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni, ya Allah forgive me, or fa'afu anna, forgive us. Both are correct, we can read them. Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anni, or fa'afu anna. We can read one tasbih of that also. Sometimes we think, when I'm going to make this dua, how much I must repeat it. So make one tasbih 100 times. Allahumma innaka afoon, sit down quietly and ponder over my sins, Ya Allah. This sin, this sin. Ya Allah, you forgive it. You forgive it. You forgive it. Like a dynamite blows up everything. Ya Allah, just blow it up. Just delete it. And make one tasbih of istighfar, one tasbih of durood sharif. Then the four things we can't do without, four things that we cannot do without in the month of Ramadan, as the Shaykh has mentioned also in the hadith. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa'udhu bika minal nar. La ilaha illallah. Read kalima. Astaghfirullah. I seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. As'alullah al-jannah. Was'aluka al-jannah. Ya Allah, I ask you for jannah. Wa'udhu bika minal nar. And I seek your protection from the fire of Jahannam. Then also we can read one tasbih. Allahumma innaka afoon wa tasbih. La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. As'aluka al-jannah. Wa'udhu bika minal nar. Sitta. Once I then ponder, I'm reading my kalima again, renewing my iman, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ya Allah, ask you for jannah. Ask your protection in the fire of Jahannam. So we can spend our time in that way. Not Quran to allow, take tasbih. Sometimes you fall asleep also. No problem. Carry on, wake up again, continue again. Allah Ta'ala sees Banda is getting tired for me. When Allah Ta'ala gives after struggle, after tiring oneself, but he's still sitting there. He's not getting up, he's not going. Then he sits his body a little bit and again. And then he ask Allah Ta'ala again how he's making, as I say, how he make his face this way, make his face that way. Allah says, look at him. Yeah, he's making his face malaika. Just give it to him what he wants now. Give him. Look at him how he's looking. Allah Ta'ala wants to see. And Allah Ta'ala believes us also, even if you bluff Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Hadith Sharif says, if you can't cry, you must pretend you cry. Allah Ta'ala will believe your pretense also. So just little small amal we can do. We're not big awliya and buzruks. We do small broken amal, little bit here and there. We'll do it, Allah Ta'ala will give a lot. Because Allah is Kareem. He gives great reward and little actions. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa